Love in the Blue Ridge. I know a lot of mountain people who leave home for maybe 24 hours, like they think they're obliged, like they think they signed a contract, but must return ASAP is my point, to lie flat on the ground, to slowly rub the Kentucky bluegrass and even the hairy bittergrass, no matter the season or temperature or state of general health, and weep almost a little or a lot and sigh, which is how you learn what love is in the Blue Ridge. How tied to the earth love is, how like it's where the chicken coop is, like love basically depends on the chicken coop, or just the shadow the chicken coop used to cast, now that the chicken coop has been eliminated, like the ghost of the chicken coop stains the ambiance, like love's a hurricane of feathers and beating hearts and livers and eggs and nesting boxes and gristle and blood, flying everywhere with that fox and the spirit coop with us, too, biting us together by biting us to time, into the air and the wind and the limestone itself as to a grave-esque void that is not a void so much as a body richness and a tenderness and even a roundness or a weird oneness that is also potentially sentimental, I know, but is meanwhile also a wholeness is my point and a holiness, meaning we know where home is as in where the holes are, meaning how to enter them and what they're made of and how to dwell in that hovel and trounce it and fill it and stay.